This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Fama ba'du. My brothers and sisters, the topic of my khatira today is huzn, sadness. And subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa shahid. I wanted to begin this with the ayah.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ أُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
And Alhamdulillah, Shaykh recited that as the first ayat in the first rakat of Isha. So, inshallah, هذا دليل التعلق بين قلبي وبين شيخ قلب الشيخ إن شاء الله الحمد لله. The word huzn means sadness, regret, sadness. And Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi rahmatullah says huzn is haram in Islam. And he says this is haram because the word huzn in the Quran does not appear except in the form of forbidding it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah negates it. So, لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to, وَقَالَ لَهُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. He said to his sahib, his friend, his companion, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu in the cave, do not be sad, Allah is with us. Right? The ayah which I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those are the people, قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. So these are the two conditions. We accept iman and amal. قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ يعني we have accepted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our Rabb. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا مَا مَعْنَى استقامت على ربنا الله يعني أعمال إلى رضا الله تعالى. So actions which take us towards the رضا of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the استقامت on ربنا الله. So for them Allah said فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. There is no fear for them and there is no sadness for them. Now fear is with respect to the future. Tomorrow what will happen, I don't know. What will happen to the economy? Will there be a third world war? Will I be sick? Will I be... This, many things. And huzn is with respect to the past. Oh, I did this. I should have made this decision. I took a wrong decision. Whatever, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying for these people, there is no fear and there is no sadness. And these are the people of Jannah and they will be in Jannah forever. Right? So, the reason is because there is no benefit of having sadness in the heart. And the most beloved thing for shaitan is to make the believing slave, Abdullah and Amatullah, sad by taking them off track. Rasulullah took refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from sadness. He said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-huzn. Now, Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah again says that sadness weakens the heart and it diminishes determination and wanting to go forward. And there is nothing more beloved to shaitan than the sadness of a believer. Because sadness goes and takes us towards hopelessness, towards despair. And despair is lack of faith. Despair is kufr. Right? If somebody says, I have no hope, he is committing kufr. That is where it leads. Sadness is the first step. But if you leave it there, then it takes you This is negative, that is negative, that is negative, and so on, so on, so on. What is the hope in this world? See what is happening in Palestine. See what is happening in this place, that place. All our leaders are bad. This, I mean, there is no end to this. And that is the reason I say always, whenever this kind of conversation happens, either leave the place, go away, or turn it. And force yourself to look at the good things. For example, Alhamdulillah, whatever is happening anywhere else, we are sitting here in comfort, in safety, and we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We prayed Salatul Isha. We heard such beautiful qira'at of Quran. Right? Now, where is the thankfulness for this? How much of our conversation is on this, on these lines? No, we should monitor our conversation. It's very important. We monitor our conversation. When we are speaking, just think about it. How many times do you talk about politics of this place, that place? And never, not one word have I ever heard of any politics of any place which is positive. Only negative. Right? Why? So if you simply listen to the conversation, it seems as if we are already living in Jahannam. Because everything is bad. Whereas there is so much of good. So much of good. I was in Bay State this morning for an MRI, and I was looking at the hospital, the facilities, the people. And, you know, we talk about insurance. This is a big insurance racket in America. And so, okay, leave that aside. But the fact of the matter is, if you have insurance, then all that treatment for you is free. If you take that treatment in, I know what it costs in India. I'm not mentioning names and so on because these things go all over the world, but I know friends of ours who all of you also know, the kind of treatment that they had to give for their child, and the child, alhamdulillah, fully recovered from something where this child on the face of it was as good as dead. Completely recovered. And I know of two such cases. To get that same treatment in India, that man would have been on the street. He would have had to sell his house, his wife's jewelry, his everything, and he would have been standing with a begging bowl on the street to give that same treatment to his child, and still he would not get that treatment of that quality which he got from the Boston Children's Hospital. So should we not thank Allah for this? Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us and kept us in a place where we have all this. Shaitan takes us off track, always negative, always. I'm not saying negative is not there. Please understand this. I'm not trying to spin some... No, there is negative, I agree. But it's our choice. Do I want to look at that? Or do I want to look at this? My principle in life is, I will look at the negative which I can change. If I can't change that, I don't look at it. I will say, leave it all. What can I do? Our hot topic, alhamdulillah, we should have it also in our hearts because it's something which is close to us and which is painful, which is what is happening in Palestine. This is happening in Rafah, Gaza, so on, so on, so on. But can you change that? Can I change that? No. What can we do? Tahajjud. And I ask this question to many people. You are making so much of talk about Palestine. Did you pray 2 rakat of tahajjud tonight, last night, this night, and did you cry before Allah? Did tears come in your eyes? Did this happen or not? If it did not happen, then you have no right to talk about all this. Because Allah is the one who can correct it. You don't talk to Allah. But you want to waste your time and everybody else's time by saying, this is bad, that is bad. See, look at this fellow. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. Please, stay away from this. There's no benefit in this. There's no benefit in sadness. There's no benefit in huzur. Look at the positive things in life. Negative things, look at those which you can control, go control them. Do something about it. Not this kacha kacha kacha. This doesn't help anybody. Go and do something about it. And what you cannot do anything about, and there are things like this, alhamdulillah. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, Ya Rab, this is yours. I can cry before you, I will cry. I can ask you, I will ask. I can wake up in the night. When you are there close to me, I will wake up and I will do. This much I will do because this is in my control. I will do this. I will not be lying there sleeping in my bed. And then I wake up and wallah ala, I pray fajr or not even. And then I make a big noise about, oh, look at this, look at this. La hawla quwwata illa billah. And that's why Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah says, this is something which is very bad. He says, don't ruin your happiness with worry. And don't ruin your mind with pessimism. Don't ruin your success with deception. And don't ruin the optimism of others by destroying it. Don't ruin your day by looking back at yesterday. If you think about your situation, you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you things without asking. So have trust in Allah. This is so true, wallahi. Allah has given us, if you simply make a list, the things I have from Allah, make into two parts. Those I made dua and I got. And those I got without making dua. Just do this. You know, this is very unfortunate. Even our dini education is only books. This, read this, read this, read this. Quran, tajweed. Okay, this is tajweed. This is the correct. Oh, no, this khalqala should be there. No khalqala here. There should be a mad, no mad. Nobody ever asked the question, you recited this ayah, what did it do in your heart? Does somebody ask this question? What happened to your heart? Why don't you ask this question? Allah asked this question. Tomorrow when we talk about, you know, on Saturday when we talk about the foundation of faith, I will tell you. But my point is that this question, I have never heard of anybody, right? Now, I'm not saying tajweed is not, of course it is important. But which is more important? That the Quran must change my heart, is this more important? Or that I must pronounce it correctly, is that more, which is more important? Please pronounce correctly. I'm not saying do it wrong. Please pronounce correct. But with the best pronunciation in the world, if it is not touching your heart, one day somebody complained to me about Sheikh for Taraweeh. He said, Sheikh, why does he recite one ayah 3 times, 4 times? What to say? I said, if you can understand what he's saying, you will recite it 10,000 times. He's reciting 4 times because he understands what he's saying. You don't understand, for you it is music. Huh? We listen to the, oh, mashallah, mashallah. Oh, how beautiful. What do you mean beautiful? What is the meaning of that? Is there a difference between this and some song? It tuned for you. I'm the nice tune, nice voice. Is that the maqsad of the nuzul of the Quran? So, remove all sadness. Alhamdulillah. For the believer, big smile on the face. Alhamdulillah. No sadness. What we can change, we will change. What we cannot change, we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change. Alhamdulillah. And our job, gratitude, thankfulness. We thank Allah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Good. Alhamdulillah. Don't spoil your happiness and don't spoil the happiness of others by talking negative things. No. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to fill our lives and our hearts with His noor and with His barakah and with the hub of Himself jalla jalaluhu and the hub of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in ways that only He can do and the ways in which we cannot even imagine. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use us in order to spread goodness and happiness all around the world, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.